Dylan, what are your thoughts
on Buffalo, I guess, that stretch they put together after the part of EDU and that stretch, how they're playing right now, especially?
They're playing good football. I mean, obviously they came in here and, you know, came and beat us and played really well that game. And they just continued to, you know, obviously running the ball really well behind McCoy. But, you know, even Gillislee getting in there, you know, and Reggie Bush now playing a little bit more in different roles. So we knew they had a good football team. And, you know, they started off slow to begin the season, but they got rolling after coming in here. So the things that we knew they did well, they're continuing to do it. You know, I think everyone knows they're going to run. They still go out there and run the football against everybody. So that and trying to stop Tyrod Taylor is still a big task.
Is there a sense of revenge because of what they did last time they were here?
I guess so. I mean, we want to win. So, yeah, I guess you can call it that if you want.
What's so tough in particular about playing in Buffalo?
Not many fans that are not rooting for Buffalo there. Probably one of the more hostile places that you'll go play. I don't care if it's 1 p.m., Monday night game. The fans come ready to support their team. So it's never easy for us going there. It's always a tough game. So we expect no difference. You know, we know they're going to be ready to play. We're going to get their best shot. They should be very confident from the way they came in here and played us on the road. So now going there at home, it's not going to be any easier, and we lost last time. So we're really going to have a good week of practice and go out there and be ready to go.
Does it prepare you better from being at Pittsburgh and coming to Buffalo? You know, those are two hostile crowds. Going from one hostile crowd to another, do you think that prepares you better to be able to handle that, Buffalo crowd with the way that they are?
Yeah, I think it helps. I think, you know, going on the road last week in Pittsburgh, knowing how hostile it is, how tough it is to win there, and going through that, it definitely helps you. I think now it's how can we continue to, how can we use what, you know, we learned from going to Pittsburgh and use it this week. You know, it's not going to be a big difference if we don't, you know, apply what we learned there and use it for not just this week, but all the rest of the games we have on the road as well.
This type of game, more just, you know, the better team wins that day because you've seen them here already. It's the second time in the division. It's just kind of like, hey, you know, whichever the best football team is that day, that type of a challenge for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be whoever executes. There's not, you know, it's a team we play twice a year, every year. You know, we already played them once a month ago. It's not going to be many things that you come out and say, you know, we're going to be able to do this. They don't know about it. But eventually the game's going to settle in and everyone, both sides know exactly what both teams want to do. We know how they want to play us. They know how we want to play them. It comes down to whoever executes. And, you know, that has to be our goal. And we feel that starts, you know, today, going out there and trying to have a good practice. So we really focusing on that and trying to be ready to go Sunday.
Last week we were trying to talk about, you know, getting off the field on third down and how important that is for you, especially when you talk about the Bills and going up there to their place. Can you talk about the importance of that this week?
Yeah, it's going to be very important. You know, they're a team that, like I said, they like to run the ball. But they like to control the game in a passing game. They have vertical shots. You know, I don't know what Goodwin's status is going to be, but Goodwin and now adding Justin Hunter, you know, those are vertical guys that stretch the field. But they also, you know, they know how to use Clay. They know how to throw slant routes to Woods. They know how to take control of the game. And, you know, getting off on third down helps us and not give them as much control. You know, if they can go out and move the ball down the field, convert on third down, have lengthy drives, keep our offense off the field, and either punch it in or kick field goals. You know, I think that's what every offense wants to do. You know, you want to control the clock and control the time of possession. And, you know, they're equipped to do that. So if we don't get off on third down and we have to stay out there on the field and see McCoy and Tyrod Taylor the whole day just trying to stop them in every situation is going to be really tough.
Tom mentioned in his press conference that his mom thinks that he's the fastest player out on the field when he's out there. How would you rate her evaluation of Tom Brady?
That's a great evaluation. Your son should always be the best at everything on the field.
Much behind the scenes, you guys, with Malcolm Butler, do you ever hear him talk about, like, interceptions, you know what I mean? Like, he had a big one, obviously, last week, but, you know, the idea that I want more, I want to get that number up, you know, to higher total.
I mean, honestly, I think it's everybody in the secondary. We all want that, and, you know, it was good to see Malcolm. You know, he's had his hands on a few balls this year just to bring that in and get that interception because it was huge. You know, obviously an interception, but an interception in the red area, you know, takes, you know, points off the board. So It was a key play, and then you know throughout that game just kept getting his hands on the ball. So, you know, that's usually what you need to start picking up those interception numbers. And you know, I'm happy he's happy about getting them, and it helps us.
Have you found that as in your career, just like sometimes all it takes is maybe just like one, and then they can snowball, or maybe
Harold Nash used to always say that to me. You get one, they just come in bunches. So, you know, hopefully as a secondary, nothing will help us more as a defense, too. You know, turning the ball over, getting an interception. So that'll be key for all of us to get involved in what Malcolm's got brewing.
And how much do you find that somebody like him, Bill, you know, said his post-game afterwards, say, you know, you catch him in practice, you catch him in a game. How important do you find that to be as a member of the secondary?
Oh, it's key. I mean, but Bill preaches that. You know, that's everything here. You know, practice execution becomes game reality. We probably hear that, you know, hundreds of thousands of times throughout the season. You know, he harps on that. So, obviously, that comes down to catching the ball in practice because you don't get many of those opportunities. In the game, you might only get one or two. So, just always trying to take advantage of that. And but that echoes across everything we do in practice.
How about the word discipline? How important is that maybe for this week because of what happened here pregame last meeting, and, you know, guys being disciplined enough not to make stupid mistakes, mental mistakes, get caught up in that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's always key. You know, I think we're a team that we do a good job of turning the page. You know, what happened last game really doesn't matter. You know, all that matters is going out there playing well and trying to get a win. So, but discipline is something we always talk about. You know, that's how you create winning football plays and you don't hurt yourself. So we try to pride ourselves on being a disciplined football team, and it'll definitely show up Sunday like it shows up every week.
Bill was talking about the balance of containing a mobile quarterback like Tyrod Taylor and not letting him escape the pocket while also kind of pressuring him. What's it like? Because obviously that sort of containment gives him a little more time to throw. What's it like for you in the secondary dealing with that a little bit of extra time for him throwing?
We got to get on the receivers. And it's not just, you know, with the initial drop back. You know, we know, you know, we're going to try to do a good job containing them and still pressuring them, but the guy excels at that. He excels at moving around the pocket, escaping. So we're not going to go in this game and say, you know, well, he doesn't make any plays with his legs moving around and buying time. So in the secondary, we understand that. It's covering guys throughout the whole play. Understand that once he starts moving around, we got to get on guys. And no matter if it's zone, man-to-man, eventually – we have to match on a guy once he starts moving around back there because we know he does that well and we know the receivers know that. So it's a little different, but we've seen it last time we played him, and we've had that challenge a couple times this season with quarterbacks that have that ability and just trying to match on guys and cover them up.
Kevin, since you've been here, you guys have not been swept by a division opponent. And as a matter of fact, it's been 15 years since it's happened. In your opinion, why have you guys been so good at that not happening when so many other teams can't do that?
I just think turning the page, you know, realizing it's a new week, understanding what you need to do. Obviously, you watch the game you had before and you learn from it, but also just realizing it's a new week. It's a new game. No matter what happened last week, the last time you played a team, you just got to go out there and execute for this one Sunday to go out there and win. And I think, you know, it starts with our coaching staff. They do that, and they bring that to us every Wednesday. Whatever the game plan is, whatever, you know, we need to do to win the game, that's the focus. And it's not about everything else. So I think that helps us. And then, like Bill always says, having good players always helps.
Okay.
No problem.